Daf Mem Zayin. We begin the new parak. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hishkar's family, Lilo Nishvas Moshe Ben Hudaleib, by the Weider family, Lufru Shlema Daniela Tzipora Bas Dina, by the Lerner family, Lilo Nishvas Farji Ben Rebbe, and by the Rubenstein family, Lufru Shlema Rafael Ben Chanas. Again, beginning the new parak, Daf Mem Zayin, the mission begins, Hotziolo Es Kafa Machta. So if one did not know better, it sounds like this is referring to what we call Hotzos Kafa Machta, which is normally when you remove the Kafa Machta that was left in the Kodesh Kedoshim all day long. Rashi points out that, importantly, that's not referring to Hotzos Kafa Machta as we typically call it. Rather, says Rashi in the very top here, Hotziolo Milishchas HaKelim. Because we haven't gone to the Kodesh Kedoshim yet. We're not even there. We didn't burn it yet. Hotzos Kaf Machta is the end of the day. It's referring to, even though the same phrase is being used, when you take the Machta from the Lishchas HaKelim. Lishchas HaKelim is where they kept all the various vessels, so you took out the Machta to use for the Ketores. That was just a piece of some clarity Rashi needs to point out for us. Mishnah again begins, Hotzos Kaf Machta, they take out the spoon, they take out the pan. Chafan Melo Chafnav. So Chafan Melo Chafnav, this is the avoda. The Kohen Gadol needs to scoop up with his two fistfuls of the Ketores. He puts it in his hand, and then he dumps it into the spoon. So this is what he does. Again, Chafan Melo Chafnav, a full Chafnav, V'nasan L'tel Chakaf, he places this in the spoon. Hagadol L'fi Gadlo, Hakadol L'fi Kadno. If the Kohen Gadol is a larger guy, he has larger hands, so it's going to be a larger shear. And if he's a smaller person, it'll be a smaller shear. There's not an objective shear. It's based on the size of the Kohen Gadol. And then the Mishnah says, "V'kacha yimidah." So this was the midah. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. V'natas hamachta. He goes ahead and takes the machta and biyamino in his right hand, which holds the coals, and the kaf bismolo, and the spoon was held in the left hand. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara begins now and explains that machta tanila natas hamachta v'ala l'rosh mizbeach v'chote v'yorim. We already spoke with the machta. This Mishnah is late. We spoke with the machta earlier that the kohen has to go with the machta and to scoop up some of the coals from the mizbeach. Why are we describing a machta here? So the Gemara explains, no, there are two types of machtas that were used. Hasam was a machta de gechalim. There, we're referring to the machta that scooped up the coals. V'hacha is machta de ketores. There, this case, rather than the Mishnah, is talking about a panful of ketores, which is used for a different purpose, the Tanya. Hotzilo kaf reikan milishchas hakelim. They took out an empty spoon from the chamber of vessels, umachta gedusha shaktars milishchas beis havtinas, and then they brought forward a machta that was full of a ketores. What would happen is, this machta we're describing here is also a pan, but the pan was full of ketores that came from the beis havtinas. That was the lishchas beis havtinas. The Kohen Gadol would scoop his hands in to get the shear. He then dumped the ketores into the spoon. That's the kaf. But there's another machta that was used to scoop up the coals on top of the mizbeach. So the two machtas we're talking about. One machta is to help get the ketores. The other machta is to scoop up the gichal. So Gemara now says, describing the exact act the Kohen Gadol would do, Chafan malo chafnav v'nosin l'toch kaf ha'gadol fi gadlo v'akadol fi katno kach ha'yomidah. So that's a quote from the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains, Kaf by Yom HaKippurim Lomuli. So why is there a spoon on Yom HaKippurim? Melo chofnav vehevi amrachmana. So the Pasuk says he has to bring it in. Hevi, the Kohen Gadol, brings it with his own hands. How come the Gemara is telling us a chiddush that the Gemara doesn't say, the Pesukim don't say, he has to bring in a spoon? You have to bring it on your own. You shouldn't be holding a spoon. You should hold the Ketores in your actual hands. Melo chofnav, the full of your fistfuls. Vehevi amrachmana. So the Gemara explains, Mishum de lo efshar. It's impossible without that. Because imagine, if he's holding the Ketores in both of his hands, how is he going to hold the Machta, which is holding the coals? It's impossible. So Gemara says, Hei Chayavid, Nile v'hadar Nile. If he's going to go in twice, first is that's going to bring in the Gechalim, drop it off, come back a second time and bring the Ketores in, holding with both hands together the Ketores. Well, that's a problem, because the Pasuk says, Hava Achas Amrachmana v'lo Shei Havals. The Mice, the Avoda, is only one entry, not two entries for the Ketores. So then the Gemara says, maybe what you should do is, Nishkalei l'ktaris b'chafnav, you should take the ktaris in your hands, together, both hands together, v'nachte l'machte Allah, v'layo, and let the pan of coals rest on top of your hands. So hold it like this, the ktaris, and then on your like arms, your forearms, let the machte rest on your hands or your forearms. Why can't you do that? The Gemara says, the problem with that is you're right. You can actually walk in such a way, but kimata hasam, when you get inside the Kodesh Kodashim, Heichi le'avid, how are you going to get the coals now on the floor? You need to dump the ketores into the coals. So imagine you're doing it, your hands are tied, and you can't move anything. How are you going to get it in? So now the Gemara says, maybe what you should do is, Heichi le'avid, nishklei b'shinei, suggesting bite with your teeth. Bite the machta with your teeth, like the handle. kind of pick it up with your teeth and put it on the floor, and then you're going to dump the Ketores in. That's what you're going to suggest. Grab the machta and put it on the ground. That's what you're going to do in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Would anyone ever serve a king in such a way? Use their teeth to serve them wine or whatever is steak? Certainly not. How much more so in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, one should not use your teeth in such a strange way? That's not proper kavod. And Hilkach, since lo efsher, since it's impossible without using a kaf to hold the Ketores in one hand, kevin de lo efsher of dinan kidashkan b'nisim, we do what we find by the nisim, even though in Yom HaKippurim, in Achrimos, we don't find such a thing, we do find it in Parshas Naso, and we could use that as a model for what should be done in Yom Kippur. Look at Rashi, three narrow lines down. Says Rashi, kidashkan b'nisim, kaf achas melech Ketores. We read a couple weeks ago, so they use a kaf achas for nisim, so to the Kohen Gadol should use a kaf achas. Take a look at the top left Tosas here, right? So tzilo hashta lefnei melech bas v'dam ein osen kein teim li. Ask Tosas the following question. V'homer lekaman, later on we're going to see, notel habazech b'rosho etzbo'osav v'yesho m'bishinav. So there, it's talking about how you flip everything over. It's going to describe that you have to flip the when the Kohen Gadol has the Ketores in his hands initially, he needs to dump it. No, sorry, when he has the kaf in his hands, he brings it into the hand, to the one, the kaf of Ketores. How does he get into both hands now? So he rests it on his arms, and he uses his teeth, actually, to one pin, flip it over into his hands. Now he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He has to flip it over. From the spoon to two hands, it only works with using your teeth. You flip it over. So Tos asks the question, how come over there we allow you to use your teeth, but here we don't allow you to use your teeth? So the Gemara says, Hechi Ovid, Hachi asks Tosos. The Tosa says, "V'yesh lomar the hasim over there ainu ella moshech habazech etzlo." You're just kind of drawing it closer to you. The habazech ainu munach ba'avir ella yidei yado. You're not picking the whole thing up. It's a much less of oath. It's just like slightly adjusting it, maneuvering it, and then you flip it over. That's not a big deal. As opposed to this case, look at Tosa's a few further lines down. Aval limshoch lemachta b'shina of ulachosa aara, to pull it and place it on the ground using just your teeth. That's lava archaru. That is not the proper thing to do. Now Tosa has another suggestion. Tosa says, why didn't the Gemara suggest the following? Temali, why not say la'aved limachta base yad arach? Why not use a machta with a very, very long arm? The balav hachi amrinan le'ea, we already learned in Yom Kippur, yad arucha, it's longer. The asilo base yad arucha, make it really long, shedagia ad base hashechi, so it could reach underneath your arm. V'yitbos also bebeis hashechi, and your armpit could kind of squeeze against it. Rosh machta te munachas ayado, or agave zero. So what you could do is, you could hold the Ketores in both hands, not a kaf, and have the machta lying on top of your arms, but have a long hand underneath your arm like that, and that way, Tosa goes on to explain how you can actually maneuver it in such a way without having to spill any of the Ketores. So why was that not suggested by the Gemara, and not that you have to use a kaf separately? So Tosa in the bottom right, the last few lines, V'yesh lomar came in to be'in in melamachta gachle ish, you need a full machta of gachle ish, EF Shar, so you fazer man ktsas. If you're trying to flip over the pan when it's like the long handle underneath your armpit, something's going to spill out. One of the gechalim, if not a few of them, will spill out, and we want a full pan. So therefore, even though it's a nice idea, it's not going to be a perfect idea, and therefore Tosos is against it. And then he says, Inami Yeshom Ilfne Melch Basavadam Einosan Kain. This may be also considered lava arach aro. It's not proper derech eretz in presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we have to do the kafu machta. Fine. Gemara now says, halfway down the narrow lines, Notel Samachta Biyamin Vesakaf Bismal. So you walk inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's holding the pan of coals in his right hand, and he's holding the Ketores in his left hand. So the Gemara then says, now V'yetziva Ba'ara V'giri B'shmaya. So it's like talking about, Rashi doesn't literally translate here, but the way they explain it somehow is everything's backwards here. So the Yetziva is that the Iker part, the guest, is in the normally part of the ground here, and the person who lives here, rather, lives on the ground, and the ger is all the way up in Shemaim. Normally, the ger, the visitor, should be on the bottom part, and the owner should be, the baal bas, should be on the top. Some mashal like that. Things are backwards. In other words, if the mitzvah is the Ketores, the gechalim are the secondary. The gechalim just are really the catalyst of the Ketores. The Ketores should be in the right hand, and the gechalim should be in the left hand. The ikar should be in the right hand. So the Gemara says, no, zu meruba v'zu mu'atis. In the end of the day, we're going based on the strength. The right hand is a strong hand. So the gechalim are heavier than the Ketores. So we're not talking about which is more important. We're talking about logistically, practically, what makes the most sense. So since the Gecham are heavier, that should go to Mezumaruba, the right hand, and the Zumarates, it goes in the left hand. V'afril b'zman sh'shneim shavim. Let's say it turned out they're equal weight. Ukamaisa de Rebbe Yishmael ben Kimchas, as we'll see shortly, he had huge hands, so his Ketores actually weighed the amount of the Gechalim. So even when they're equal, it still makes sense to leave the Gechalim in the right hand, because Zuchama v'zutonetis, it's hot. The Gechalim are hot, and apparently the right hand, the stronger hand, is able to withstand the heat more than the left hand. So there are two reasons why we put the Gechalim in the right hand and the Ketores in the left hand. So what's this Maisa the Gemara just referenced about Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchis? So Gemara says, Amru Olav, it was said about Al Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchis, Shehaya Chofin Arbas Kabin Bimlo Chofin. He had huge hands. He's able to fit four Kav of Ketores in his hands. V'omer was said further, Kol Anashim Zered Zardu V'Zered Ima Allah Lagaga. All the women would say, Zered Zardu, the Zered referred to something about how a child grows. We'll see two interpretations in the Gemara in just a moment. But the Zered Ema, but the Zered of the mother of Yishmael ben Kibchas, Allah Lagag, she went to the rooftops. She was very special in raising her children. So what does that mean? So, Ikadami Ba'arson, that Zered Arson, some type of food, some type of wheat-based food that she would feed her children. So that was from Yishmael ben Chimkis' mother gave, I don't know, she had the super type of Zered that was given. And Kudraba Bar Yonasan, Namar Rabba Bar Yonasan, Amar Rabbi Yechiel, Arson Yafel Lechola, that Arson, this type of food, is very beneficial for one who's ill, and even one who's strong, Havachomer, makes him even stronger. So he spoke about the food that he was fed made him so large. Ikadami, others say, B'shichva Zera, referring to the Shichva Zera, that when the man's Shichva Zera goes into woman, the way it's processed, the way it's taken on by the mother, so could there be a bow, Rami, Rami. He points out a pasuk that seems to be a contradiction. K'siv v'tazreini chayel v'lemuchamah, says one pasuk in Malachim, v'me'azreini, with an alther, chayel v'lemuchamah, is referring to pasuk in Tillim. So what does that mean? So Amar David, David said, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Zeraisani v'zerastani. That my mother, Lashon of Zore, means to separate, and Zerastani means to Zerizus. Somehow the way the Shichva Zera and the mother was able to process such a unique individual, so that's what they said about the mother of Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas. So that's what was said. So either way, interesting point here. The Rama points out that even though normally we say, we were talking about the Kafa Machta, he walks in with the right hand and the left hand. Even though normally we know it's small, the left hand is possible for all of Oda in the base of Migdash. So how come by the Kafa Machta it suddenly is permitted? How is that allowed? Just because of Tircha, we let the Kohen Gadol use the left hand to perform an Avoda. So the Kesem Mishnah says that the truth is, when it comes to Holacha in general, when a Kohen Gadol does Holacha by other Avodas, the small is only possible Midirban. And since it's possible midirban only, we're able to be makel when it comes to the level of tircha to allow the Kohen Gadol to walk into the base of Mikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim, in such a way. That's one sub-sign. Others say that no, the truth is, halacha b'smol normally is a possible, is a psul midiraisa. But here is makam yeshar. You have no choice. So what else are you going to do? So therefore, the Torah itself was somehow matir this psul midiraisa. And yet a third answer is, the truth is, the halacha is not an avoda. Halacha by karbanos, when it comes to the shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, that's an avoda. But who said the halacha, bringing the kafa machta, bringing the ketores and gecham, is an avoda? The avoda is burning the ketores. But who said the halacha is an avoda? And since it's not avoda, therefore, there's no problem at all using the left hand. Okay. Gemara now says further, two wide lines down, further about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis and his whole family. Amru Olav, it was said about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, pam achas, one time, Sipr Dvarm im Aravi Echad, who's talking with a certain Arab Bishuk, and some saliva came from the guy, landed on the begadim of Rabbi Shmuel. What was he doing in Yom Kippur and the Shuk? Unclear exactly, but the din is, but every goy is subject to Tumah Zav Midirabanim. And therefore his spit, any of the bodily liquids, bodily fluids from a goy would be an extension of Tumah Zav. He became Tamei now. So he became Tameh because he spit on him accidentally, on purpose, not sure. V'nichnas Yashvav Achiva, his brother, Rabbi Shmuel's brother, came in place, stood in place. V'shimash Tachtav was the Kohen Gadol that day. V'rasa Iman Shnei Kohanim Gadolim B'yom Echad. So the mother saw two children of hers serve as Kohen Gadol all in one day. V'shiv Amru, who said further, Allah al Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, Pamachas one time, Yatav V'sipar Ima Hagmon Echad, he was talking to some, officer, some governor, Bishuk, V'nitzat Sinor, B'pivah Begadav, whether this is different Maisa or the same Maisa with different people, I don't know. So it says, same thing happened, the saliva got into his clothing, V'nichnas Yosef Achiv, sounds like a different story, his brother Yosef this time stepped in his shoes, V'shimesh Tachtav, V'rasa Iman Shnei Kohanim Gedolim, V'yomechad, and she saw two sons of her serve as Kohen Gadol all on one day. So an interesting question comes up here, the Achrim asks, wait a second, why did the Kohen Gadol, why did Rabbi Shimon ben Kibchas have to step outside? We know there's a machlokas whether a tumah hutcha b'tzibur or duchuy b'tzibur. So if it's duchuy b'tzibur, he's tummy, he steps out. But if you assume a tumah hutcha b'tzibur, so why not let the Kohen Gadol do the avoda? It's certainly a carbon tzibur, the Yom Kippur, so let him continue to go through as a tumah hutcha b'tzibur. So the Minchas Baruch explains as follows. He says, because one of the avodas of Yom Kippurim is the sar nasa b'chutz, which is eaten in that evening. The heter of tumah hutcha b'tzibur is only with respect to the avoda, not with respect to the achila. So the achila won't be allowed. And since there's an aspect of the avoda, of the carbon that's eaten, Yom Kippur, they eat from this carbon, therefore they'd rather one who's completely tahor so that the carbon can be eaten that evening. That's how the Minchas Baruch explains it. The Chazon Ish says that the Rabbi Shmuel himself didn't get tameh. His begadim got tameh. So Chazon Ish says that the heter of tumah hutcha b'tzibur is only got by the individual, the gavra, but not by his begadim. His begadim were tameh. If he had backup bigdei kuna, he should have put that on. It must be a case where there's no backup bigdei kuna. That's why they had to have his brother serve and have his own special tailored bigdei kuna. Fine. Gemara now says further. We're now 10 lines down from the top. So Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. The Braisa teaches us that Shiva banim hayula lekimchas. Kimchas, the mother, had seven sons. V'chulan shim shibakuna gadala. All of them served at some point in their life as the Kohen Gadol. So Amru la chacham. Chacham has asked her, Ma sisa shezachita lechach. What did you do that was so great that you earned this great merit that seven sons served as the Kohen Gadol? So Amr Lahem, she told them, this is a famous story. Every girl who goes to seminary learns this story. Miyamai lo ro koris besi kilesh se'ar. Sorry. Never did the beams of my house ever see my hair uncovered. I always covered my hair, even inside my own house. So Amr Lahem, they said to her, that's not a really good answer, because harbi asu kein v'lo ha'olu. Many people tried this and it didn't work for them. So was it a different reason, other midos that she had, but that's what she suggested, and therefore that's why in the seminaries they stressed the importance of covering the hair, based on this Gemara. So Gemara then says, Tanir Abanan, Bekumsa Shelo Yasa Mida Lekomitz. So it says in the Pasuk, Bekumsa, when it comes to Kmitza, step away from Yom Kippur for a second, Kmitza, when a Kohen does a Kmitza, when it comes to Menachos, you have to scoop up with your hand the Kmitza. And you wipe off the top and the bottom of the Kmitza. Typically when I was younger, whenever I learned Kmitza, I didn't know what Kmitza really was, but I assumed there was like flour on the top and the flour on the bottom was very easy just to wipe off. We'll see shortly in the Gemara's in Menachos as well, that's actually where it's fried. You have to snap it off. It's one of the hardest avodas in the base of Mikdash. So Kmitza is done like that. You scoop it up with the three middle fingers and you wipe off the top and on the bottom. So it says in the Pasuk, Bekumso, in your komets, in your hand, as opposed to you can't use a cup, you can't use a spoon to scoop it up. Bekumso, but shelo yase mida lekomets, you should not make a mida, you should not make a kli. So ibai lehu, mahu shiyasa mida lechafina. So what about chafina? Can you make a set measure, a set shear for chafina? Now when it comes to Yom Kippur, the chafina to scoop up the ketores, can a mida, can a kli be made? So Gemara says Hasim over there, who dichsev bukumso, it says bikumso in your komet, inside. Have a hacha, the lo ksev bichafnav. It doesn't say the word bichafnav, ela melochafnav, a shear of a full of fistfuls. But it doesn't say in your actual chafnav. So maybe you can measure out before Yom Kippur. You can hold, I don't know, whatever amount of ounces in here, and then measure a cup that has the same amount as your hands, and then scoop it up with a cup on Yom Kippur, and then pour it in your hands eventually. Who says you dafka have to measure it with your hands on Yom Kippur itself? Maybe make a mida, make a kli. So again, hacha delo ksib b'chaf nava, ela melo chaf nava, k'tar samin daka, lo. You don't need to, you don't have the restriction, meaning you can make a mida, you can make a kli. Oh, dilma, perhaps, yalaf male male mekumso. It says melo chaf nava, it says melo kumso. We have a gezer shava. Maybe that gezer shava teaches us that just like you can't make a kli for a kmita, so too you may not make a kli for chafina. That's the chakira. So Gemara brings a raya, Tashma, from our very mission on the top here. The kacha yisam midasa. This was the mida. My love, shimrot alazos mida acheres oso. Does it not mean the kacha yisam midasa? Mission means, and this is the mida. I mean, if you want to make a mida, make the mida measuring according to whoever the Kohen Gadol is, his size hands. So Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Hachi kamar. V'kach haya chozer v'chofna lifnim shmasmina. What that means is you have to have the same exact shear when you initially scoop up the milochofnav when you're in the base of tinas and you dump it into the spoon. That same shear in the spoon should be dumped back in to your hands when you get there. In other words, the Gemara says, shmasmina, we learn from here, there's a chofen v'chozer v'chofen. That just like you did a chafina originally, you also have to do a chafina a second time in the Kodesh Kedoshim. We'll see more about this later on. We're going to see the Gemara is going to address this. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, lo hachi kamar, around 10 lines up, v'kach haya chozer v'chofen l'fnim. Me'ara osa v'toch chafrav minakaf v'nosal gecham shebemachtem. I mean, the two ways to mix the Ketores and the Gacham in the Kodesh Kedoshim. One is, you already have the Ketores in the spoon, just dump it from the spoon onto the Machta, on the Gacham. The other way is to pour it back in your hands, and then from your hands into the coals. So Gemara says, we see from here, you have to do another Chafina inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So that's what it means. Kachaya Midasa. Just like the initial Chafnav was done with your hands, so too in the Kodesh Kedoshim, use your hands as well. So Gemara says, how do you know? Dilma shimratzel asos mida osim. Maybe it's saying if you want to, says Rashi. Dilma shimratzel kolomer loha v'loha. Maybe it's neither one. Maybe it's not telling us that you have to make a mida, and maybe it's not telling us that you have to do another chafina. Maybe didachina lehach lehach. Maybe it's just ambiguous. Maybe there's no raya. Maybe you can make a kli if you wanted. And inami says the Gemara shelo yechsev lo yosim. Maybe it's referring to you should not lose any of the amount of kataris, any of the whatever is mixed in there, spices should not be left out, says Rashi. It should be exactly the right shear. You shouldn't miss anything in between. So it's not very clear from this Mishnah how to read the line, kachay midasa, whether it means you can make a kli, or whether it means you cannot make a kli, and therefore inconclusive. So Gemara then says, last few lines of the page here. So kmitz and chafina are very similar because they're both using your hands. So Gemara says, last few lines, tani rabbanan, melo kumso, that you have to have a full komets when doing the kmitzah. Yachal mevurats, one might think mevurats, which means it's going to like bubble over. You can have a very large amount. It doesn't have to be like a heaping amount of a mincha. Tamlava bikum, so it has to be in your komets, inside. It should not be larger than what your hand could handle. Ibukum, so one might think, yachal afil barosha etzbosav. Even in my hand, maybe it means just my tips of my fingers. Maybe I do chavina, rather, kmita, with just the edges of my fingers, the rosh etzbosav. I don't need my whole hand. So Gemara says, tamlava milokum, so it has to be full. When people do kmitzas, it means to scoop it up in your hand, three fingers wrapped around your palm, whatever gets inside that. So Gemara says, hey, Ha-Keser, how does that work? Chofesh, shloshetz, ba'osav, pieces yado, v'komets. You have to take the three fingers and kind of wrap it over the palm, and that's called a kmitza. And the Gemara goes on to Amun Beitown and says, uvimachvas, umarcheshes, which are different types of frying, it says Rashi here. Machvas marcheshes shehu mine tigan, different types of frying, shein afuyos tchila. They first bake the dough, and then chozer oposan, then they would make a crumble into pieces. V'kasha k'mitzasa milios mivuretas yose mikmitas minchasolas sheberute nofim me'aleim. It's very hard to, when you have flour that's just regular flour, it's very easy to make sure nothing's hanging over, because it just falls off. When it's kasha, when it's already baked and fried, it's much harder, as I mentioned, to snap it. Says Rashi, tzarech lios mochik, you have to wipe off begolo, your thumb on top, beruta shamala, the top, and be'etzbo ktana, your pinky, beruta shamata. That's what you have to do. You scoop it up. Rashi, Gemara says the same thing. Top line of the Gemara here, Amr Beiz, mochik begolo milmala, ube'etzbo ktana milmata, vizuhi avoda kasha shavim mikdash. This is the hardest avoda that's found in the base of mikdash. It's trying to snap off a fried dough with the top and bottom finger, the thumb and the pinky. Gemara says, really, this is the avoda kasha? Zuhi v'su lo, no other one? V'ha'ika malika, malika, where the kohen gadol has to snap the neck of the bird with his thumb nail, which is not an easy avoda. V'ha'ika chafina, chafina as well is a very hard avoda. We said you have to try to balance the spoon and dump it into your hands inside the kohen gadol. Not an easy thing to do. He uses his teeth, he flips it over into his hands. This is also a very difficult avoda. So Gemara says, ela zuhi me'avodos, Kashos Sheba Mikdash. This is one of the three hardest avodas. The three hardest avodas are Chafina, the Kamitza, or the wiping of the Kamitza, and the Milika. So Gemara then says, five lines down here, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Boy Rabbi Shua ben Uza, Bein HaBeinayim Shemalo Kumso Mahu. So when the coin, regular coin, back to Kamitza, does a Kamitza, so the din is that, some things get stuck between your fingers sometimes. You scoop some, imagine flour. You scoop it up, there'll be some that's stuck between the fingers. So what's the din of those things? So the Bein HaBeinayim. So Gemara says, Amar HaPapa, de Gavai, lo tibay lach, de vaday kometsu. that which is closer to the inside of your fingers, closer to your palm, that's certainly part of the kmitza, and there's no shaila with that. Dibrai, that which you could see on the outside, lo tibari locha, that's not a shaila either. Divada is shiraim, that's certainly shiraim. The way it works with kmitza, just to be clear, when the kohen does kmitza, that goes on the mizbech, the leftover is shiraim, the leftover is eden. So if I scoop something up, if it's on the outside of my fingers, that's called the shiraim. If it's in the inside, that certainly is part of the kmitza. The question is, that which I can't see, that sandwich in between my fingers, that's mamish ben abinayim, ki tibaylach, when they had the question, it was debeni beni, mamish between the fingers, that you can't see from the inside or the outside. My, what's the din? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hadar, Hadar Pasha, he answered the question, Yeshua ben Uzzah, he answered, ben abinayim is a suffix, ninu. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. We don't have the answer for this. So now this becomes very interesting because there's a Ragish over here, even though he doesn't quote Ritva, there's really a Ritva here that says this suffix bina benayim is not a suffix that we don't know. There's no answer for it. Meaning sometimes there's an answer, I just don't know what the answer is, or no, it's be'etzem, this is a what he calls a bria b'fnei asma. This is a suffix. They both compare it to Bena Shemashos. Bena Shemashos, some say, we don't know if it's day, we don't know if it's night. We just can't figure it out. Others say, no, it's both at the same time. It's a suffix. Be'etzem, it's a suffix. It's day and night at exactly the same time. Bena Binayim is both outside and inside at the same time, all mixed together. It's similar to a koi, a kvi, whatever that animal, it's a chayah or it's a behemah, it's both of them together. Some say, we don't know. Others say, no, it's both a chaya and a behemah at one time. That is the nature of the suffix. There is no way. It's impossible. Even Eliyahu Navi couldn't tell us the answer because there's no answer. This is a creation of a suffix. So that's how they learned from this, the Ritva and the Ragid Shavar. So the Gemara then says, it's a suffix. So now, halacha maisa, what do you do? Hechi Navid. What do you do with the flour or the dough that's mamish between the benabinayim? What is the solution? So Amar Rabbi Hanina, makdir komet l'chudei tchila v'hadar benabinayim. First, what you do is you makdir the komitz, that which is a vadai part of the kmitza, that your first makdir, and then afterwards you take whatever stuck between the fingers, and then you scoop it out, and then you makdir that separately. So the Gemara then says, diamis bena benaim bereisha, if you first say you should do the bena benaim separately, dilma shiraim ninu, maybe it's the shiraim, and you just burn shiraim first. The problem with burning shiraim first is, havaluhu shiraim shechasu ben kmitza lakdara. Now you're missing, you just lost some shiraim between the kmitza and the akdara. You did a kmitza, then you burnt shiraim, and then you're going to go burn the kmitza afterwards, the akdara afterwards. That's a problem because Amar Mar, shiraim shechasu ben kmitza lakdara ein maktir nalen as a komitz. If you're missing any of the shiraim between the kmitza and the akdara, you cannot go ahead with the akdara. So that's why you can't burn the bein abinayim first. So that's why you first burn the kmitza, you fulfill the mitzvah of kmitza, and then you burn the bein abinayim. If it's kmitza, great, you burn more. And if it's shiraim, okay, not a big deal because you already did the kmitza properly beforehand. Ihach, if that's the case, hashanami ikre kan, you still can, let's say you did the kmitza properly. But bein abinayim, you can't be makriv shiraim because there's another problem. Kol shemimenu li'ishim harehu bibal taktiru. Look at Rashi to explain this line. Rashi around 10 lines down, narrow lines down. Kol shemimenu li'ishim. If you've done everything properly, you've burned the kmita like you were supposed to, there's an issa deraisa to now burn the shiraim. So if bein abinayim is kmita, great. But if bein abinayim is shiraim, there's an issa deraisa to burn shiraim after the kmita. That's not going to help you either. Isn't it better just to leave bein abinayim off and just don't burn it at all? So Gemara says no. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Berei Dir Bishim Ben Pazi. This is an eta that comes up several times in Shas. You could burn it, not l'shem kmitza, burn it l'shem etim, which means just to fuel the fire more. I could use wood to fuel the fire. I could use flour to fuel the fire. And Rashi says you should make a tanai and say, if what I'm, the bein abinayim is the kmitza, so let it be a kmitza. And if it's shiraim, let it serve l'shem etim. The iser is only to not to makdir l'shem shiraim, but to makdir l'shem Eitim would be allowed. As the Gemara goes on to prove, the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer L'Reach Nichoach, that Iyata Mala. You can't be Mala this Shiraim L'Shem Reach Nichoach as a carbon. Aval, what in contrast, what you can be mocked for, Aval Atamala L'Shem Eitim, that's allowed. So that, Heter of Shem Eitim. So Gemara said, Hanichel Rabbi Eliezer. So that makes sense to the Schiddish Rabbi Eliezer, that you could actually take Shiraim and mocked your L'Shem Eitim. El Rabbanan Ma'ik Lameimra, there is this phantom Shita, the Rabbanan, who do not hold of the Shita. The Tanakham does not hold that you could take Shiraim L'shem Eitzim. So what do they do? What do you do with the Bein Abinayim? You can't be Makdir because it might be Shiraim. It might be Nisit Deraisa. What's the solution? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Neri, Dekamse Shemeni. you have a very heavier, fat guy or Kohen with the large fingers, where you can't have any Bein Shinayim, where when you close your fingers, there's no airspace for anything to fit in, and then there's not going to be any Shaila. So that's what he says. Now that we establish this, Rabbi Eliezer Nami, L'chachila, the Kam Shishmeini, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree. He says there's a solution, L'shemeitim, but why rely on the solution? Even he would agree it's best to have a Kohen Gadol who's a little bit heavier, whereby there's no airspace in between. Fine. So that's the din. Now, Halach L'maisa, the Rambam does not quote this din of what to do with the Bein HaBinayim. He does not make this suggestion. So Mikdash David says the reason why is because the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, this Gemara holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Yochanan is the author of this discussion here. Rabbi Yochanan holds in Gemara Menachos, there is a concept of being mocked or something, pachos mikazayas. Any of the Bein HaBinayim between the fingers is certainly going to be less than a kazayas. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's our Torah as well. But there's another opinion in the Gemara, which is how the Rambam paskins that pachos mikazayas is not a ketores. So you can't be makter that which is pachos mikazayas. So Rambam would hold, you do the regular kmitza, burn it, and that Bein HaBinayim, whether it's shirayim, whether it's kmitza, even if it's kmitza, you can't do anything with it because pachos mikazayas, and therefore he says, I don't know what you do with it, but it wouldn't go in the mizbech. I don't know if you throw it out, put it in the base of Sreifa, but certainly we're not going in the mizbech because since it's pachos mikazayas, there is a point in doing a ketores. Gemara now says further, quotes two dots here, the simin, Bein HaBinayim, Pashat, Machat, Pazar, Bechashab, Bechafinas, Chaveiro, simin. Okay, whatever the Nemalik is, it discussed. Gemara now says, Bayra Papa, Bein HaBinayim, Shamalo, Chafna, Mahu. So we've been discussing up until now the Bein HaBinayim of the Kmitza. What's the din when it comes to the Bein HaBinayim of the Chafina? So my Kamibayle, what's the Shaila? E Gamar, if you learn the Gezer Shavu we refer to on Amin Aleph, Malo, Malo, Mehasam, That's the same exact din. Whatever we'd hold by Bein HaBinayim of Kmita would be the same din of Chafina, heavier Kohen Gadol, or to do it L'Shemeitzim. And Repapa, Hachi Baila, this was his Shiloh. Melo Chafna v'hevi ba'inen v'ha'ika, Oduma v'lokach v'hevi ba'inen v'ha'lekam. Meaning, when you bring it, there's a din of having to bring the Chafina in the Kodesh Kedashim. So I understand if the Ketores in my hands, the Kohen Gadol, or even in, if you're walking, I guess without the Kaf, is that called the Hevi? So if it's in my hand, that's heavy. But if it's stuck between my fingers, is that considered a heavy? Is that considered bringing it in? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says the first wide line down, Rashi says, put Rapapa Hachi Bay, Laha. Below Gzer Shava, forget the Gzer Shava Melo Melo. Ikami Bayle, Inami Lo Maisi Bechafna Vlagabi Chafina. So he says, Aval Hahidel El, that says, Midel Chafina, Lekel Mi Bayle, El Migzer Shava, fine. Where's the line wanted here? It's Mivlakach. Actually, I'm not sure what I wanted there. Either way, the point is that if you bring the chavina, anything stuck between the fingers, is that considered a heavy? Have you accomplished heavy? Or no, that's not considered a heavy, only if it's mamish in your hands, to which the Gemara says, take you, we don't have an answer. So then the Gemara says, Amra papa pshitali, it's obvious to me, mulo kumso, kidakamsi inshi, the way you get a full kumitsa is like a normal person would do it, which would be, this Gemara is a little bit tricky, it's a little bit technical, and some achlokism had to understand each of these cases here, but a normal kumitsa seems to be you dip three fingers into the kumitsa and you scoop it up. I think you have some pictures in the thing. It's kind of like this in my besitte. You have to scoop it in from like the side almost, like that. That's a normal kmitza, and then you wipe off the top of the bottom. It's almost like a side, or maybe even downwards. I think like that maybe. That's how you do a normal kmitza. So Gemara now wants to say, okay, that's a normal kmitza, but what about Bayra Papa Kamatz Berosh Etzbas of Mahu? What have you used if it's downwards? I'm just going to explain outside of that. Rashi, you put your hands downwards, scoop up that way. Is that considered a good kmitza? Or what about Milamata Milamata? Let's say you scoop underneath it like that, is that considered mahu or minat tzadim? What does that mean? Rashi says, let's say you put your hands just straight down like that and let the kamitza enter your hands like that and then you scoop up that way. The different ways of doing that, are those going to work as a kamitza as well? Or is this taken? We don't know. What we do know is this way is good. The other ones are all a suffix. And a similar question, a line of questioning, Gemara asks Amar of Papa, Pshitali, it's obvious to me. The normal chafnav is the way people do it, which seems to be you scoop in like both hands together. That's a normal chafina. But what about other ways of doing this? Asks for Papa, by your Papa, chafin barosh etzbosov. Let's say you put your fingers down that way. Or let's say mahu malatil malo. Or rather, rosh etzbosov is downwards. Malatil is like that way. And minat sad, you put them sideways. You have them meet in the middle somewhere. Mahu, what's it din? Or chafon bezev, chafon bezev. You do them separately, and then you bring them together. The kivrin etzazu, mahu, all these different ways, are they good enough for the chafina? And the Gemara ends off as a teku as well. We don't have an answer. So let's quickly recap. We start talking about the two machtos. One machta was for the gecham, which we spoke about in the past. This machta was a machta that got the heaping mound of the ktaris. And we discussed that the reason why you could use a left hand involved here, because there's no other way to do it, you need to use one kaf and one machta, even though normally small as possible. This case was makam yefshar, therefore you had to have both. You couldn't use your teeth, you couldn't do any other way. It was not considered derech eretz in front of Hashem. Then we spoke about why the gecham go in the right hand, but the ktaris, which is ikar, goes in the left hand, either because the gecham are heavier or because it's hotter. Then we discussed how Rabbi Shmuel ben Kipchas was a big individual, a kohen gadol, physically very large, either because of the way his mother fed him or the way his mother processed the shichla zera. And the Gemara explained that there are two events where Rabbi Shmuel became Tamei on Yom Kippur. His brother replaced him. His mother saw two Kohanim Gadolim in one day in Yom Kippur. And then there are seven sons of Kimches, all of which served at some point in life as a Kohen Gadol. And she attributed to the beams of the house, never seeing her hair. And then the Gemara discusses, Bekumso, you can't make a Midah for Kmitza. Wanting to know whether you can make a Midah or can't make a Midah when it comes to Chafina. The Gemara tried bringing a Raya from the Mishnah, but there was no Raya for it. Then the Gemara discussed the concept of how to do the actual kmitza, the top and the bottom. What about that which is in the middle? Bein Abinayim. The Gemara says either you have to have it lushim etim, or you have to have it a fat or heavy kohen gadol who has no airspace in between. We had this discussion about this iser to be makdir the shirayim after you already did the kmitza. And then the Gemara discussed in the bottom the different ways to do the both the chafina and the kmitza. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.